This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, today on the podcast, we're talking about Wizard of Oz. We're talking about Elvis Presley. It's not 1950. It's 2021. Tell you about the history. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. You know what's interesting? I just did that little open thing, and I'm like, did I say 2021? Yeah, I'm still like, it's weird that this year has gone by so fast. I still feel like I'm going to mess up. I've made it this far. I don't believe I've said 2020 yet at any point. At some point, maybe I'll just start saying 2022 and just totally mess it up. I don't know. But anyway, I'm not going to stress about it. However, it is National Stress Awareness Day. Yeah, and I think we're all aware of it. I think we've been very aware of it, especially over the last year and a half, right? Okay, well, what do you do when you're stressed out? I'm going to give you some tips, and I will remind you, I'm no doctor. I don't need to do the whole, you know, disclaimer thing of if you take my advice, because I'm not a doctor. So don't take my advice. Never do that. I tell that to everyone. Taking my advice is a bad idea. All right, what can you do if you're stressed out? Well, first of all, maybe find the source of the stress, or at least try to figure out the source. That way you can change things if possible, right? Make a little positive change if you can. There's yoga, there's meditation, there's exercise, there's better diet, there's sleep schedule. All of those things can help you out. You can also take on a new hobby, and that can try to, you know, basically change things for you as well by doing that new thing. Hey, I was a little stressed out during the pandemic. I took up podcasting, and there you go. I'm fine, except now I've got to do a daily podcast. Maybe don't take up something daily. Yeah, okay. The holidays are right around the corner here, right? So that can also be a source of stress. So what do you do there? Well, get organized if you can. Set a spending limit for yourself. Take breaks from group activities. And you know what? You can always just say you're quarantined for the next 2 months. That would work too. Okay, it's national. This is an odd one. Housewives Day. Yeah, National Housewives Day today. Now, researchers have surveyed about 2,000 British women. They found that about 38% of them found the word housewife is outdated. I kind of think it is. I mentioned earlier that maybe it's 1950. Well, I feel like if it's National Housewives Day, maybe it is. Okay, 1 in 10 women basically think that the word is sexist or embarrassing. So I'm not calling it National Housewives Day. I'm just reporting the fact. I don't come up with these. I know it sounds 1950s. It's not me. I just don't shoot the messenger, I guess. Okay, National Sandwich Day today. We can all get behind this one, right? Sandwiches are amazing. It's weird that a hot dog is a sandwich, but okay, whatever. A sandwich, actually, it was named after Lord Sandwich. Yeah, he was a gambler. He really didn't have time to eat because he wanted to keep playing, right? I know people like that. They just want to keep the tables. Anyway, they don't want to stop eating. So what he would do is he would actually ask people to bring him a couple of slices of bread and some meat. And there you go. He made the sandwich and literally like made the sandwich. Yeah. Okay. I was going to tell you about a Guinness Book of World's Record, a record that was set in Iran. Oh, man, this one's a problem. This might be a lesson for all of us. They were actually trying to make the world's longest sandwich. And, you know, they go to start officially measuring it, but people had already at one end started eating it. So they go through all the work of making this sandwich. They couldn't wait long enough. They just had to start digging in. So they did not get the world's record for the longest sandwich. Yeah, there's your depressing. Talk about stress, right? Yeah, there's a little depressing story as well there. Okay, the biggest story I know about a sandwich is actually Elvis Presley. Okay, he actually flew back and forth, round trip, from Memphis to Denver just to go pick up a sandwich. Yeah, it was called a Fool's Gold Loaf. It was on the menu at the now closed Colorado Mine Company. This was an 8,000 calorie sandwich. It was made from a hollowed out loaf of bread. It was filled with an entire jar of peanut butter, a jar of jelly, and to top it off, a pound of bacon. Yeah, even that, even though he ate this, yeah, people still think he's still alive. I don't think so. By the way, you can get a smaller version of the sandwich at Nick's Cafe in Golden, Colorado for just $8. The restaurant, you know, it celebrates Elvis. Why? Well, it should, because the owner, Nick, is the guy that served the king his first Fool's Gold sandwich. Oh, by the way, they estimate that flight and, you know, basically all in there, it cost about $16,000 for Elvis to get that sandwich that one night. And I'm not adjusting that for inflation. Can you believe that? $16,000. The guy had a problem. Yeah, okay. Let's take a look at our events for today. We start in 1956. On this day in 1956, The Wizard of Oz first aired on CBS television. Okay, it was not a huge box office hit. It wasn't. Like, people didn't really dig it, actually. But once it came to television, people started to love it. That's why I got to bring this podcast to television. People would love it a lot more, I think. Anyway, as it seemed, in the 80s, this thing was on all the time. Yeah, I remember growing up in the 80s, and essentially at any point of the year, at some time, like, you could turn on the television and this thing was on somewhere. Okay, they actually I guess A Wonderful Life was another one like that. Anyway, they pulled back. They narrowed down those times, and now, well, you can stream it whenever you want, just about anywhere, I guess. And, you know, if you don't know the story about The Wizard of Oz, it's about Dorothy, who goes to the Land of Oz. She has a dog. Her dog name is Toto. Okay, Toto, he was paid, of course, right? Because he was an actor in the movie, technically, right? So the dog actually made $125 a week during production. And that's a lot of money for a dog. I'm not adjusting that one for inflation either. That's a lot of money. So Toto made $125 a week. Okay, now we know, you know, the munchkins that were in there, right? Well, all of those actors, guess how much they made per week? I'll tell you, it wasn't $150. No, it was $50. Yeah. They made $50. Can you believe that? So the dog, Toto, made more than many of the actors in the movie. Now, you know who deserved a lot more for that movie? Was the Wicked Witch. Okay, she had it way worse than anyone on that movie. Okay, you know, like, they had that little fiery scene where everything, you know, sets on fire and blah, 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 blah. They're using pyrotechnics. Well, this is a long time ago. They didn't really know what they were doing back then in movies. And they basically set her face on fire. Okay, she's wearing that green makeup, you know, with, like, the oil in it. Yeah, her face was set on fire. Her costume was on fire. Her hat, her robe. Basically, she was just a fireball that they had to, like, you know, put out. Now, they did, like, you know, let her recuperate for a month. They actually had to kind of, you know, pull back shooting. But here's the other thing with this. Now, the green face paint, well, when she got back, they put that on her again. That dyed the skin color of her face green for about a month after shooting. Yeah, so she's walking around. She's been burned. She's got a green face. And now, here's the worst part of all this. Yeah, it gets worse for her. Several of the scenes that she shot were actually cut from the final film. Yeah. So she was mostly cut out of the film. Why? Well, because it was too scary for kids. Jeez. After all that, poor lady. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Kate Capshaw, she's 68 today. Colin Kaepernick, 34. Kendall Jenner turns 26. And Diana Silvers is 24. That's your look at November 3rd. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Please go to This Is Today podcast to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts like Learning More, which, hey, it's on hiatus. It's a great time to catch up with all of season one. It's an interview show that I do. I love it. It's so much fun. Go check it out. There's a link in the description. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow.